Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian Grade School Head of School David DeGrotenheist and Pella Christian High School Principal Greg Wachinski join us on today's program to talk about the school's roadmap to return plan. This is part one of a two-part conversation. Well, David and Greg, we are talking today a little bit about, well, just what's been happening at Pella Christian Schools. Last time you guys were in the building with students was mid-March, and here we are coming up on the cusp of the first day of school. David, I'll start with you. As we're sitting in Pella Christian Grade School, what are some of the things that you and the administrative team and your staff have been working on to ultimately let students back in the building coming up in August, and a lot of the considerations you've had to work on all summer long?
Yeah, Andrew, thanks for coming today and just interviewing us about our roadmap to return. Our roadmap to return planning began in June. We actually met with 13 Christian schools from across the Midwest, some even on the West and East Coast, and processed several questions together throughout the month of June. We met about 6 hours a week for 4 weeks via Zoom, and then answered those questions. And then in July, we began formulating our roadmap to return. So our roadmap to return came out about a week ago, and we're excited. We know that the best way for us to deliver on our mission statement is to have face-to-face instruction. So our roadmap to return takes as many steps as we can to make sure that our students and staff are safe and that we're able to stay in a face-to-face environment throughout the year.
Oftentimes when you come into a new job or new role, that things there's some normalcy even there with what predecessors have. But coming into a new principal role in the era of a pandemic has to be very difficult. What are the things that you've been trying to work through, not only to assist with the entire Pella Christian Schools and trying to get back to face-to-face learning, but also learning as an administrator and trying to grasp with all the things that you'll have to deal with in your first year as principal?
It's a very heavy-weighted question right there. Yeah, there's just a lot of things I'm trying to learn, even just Iowa law, trying to learn what's available here in Iowa, in Pella, and in the area, but also then trying to plan to lead a school through a pandemic that's never been ever done before. So, yeah, there's a lot of adjustment when it comes to also being the guy that has the final decision versus the guy who gets to have input and then walk away. So kind of like being an assistant coach on a team. You get to be the liaison and then walk away, but now making those final tough calls, knowing that people aren't going to necessarily be 100% on board with some of your decisions, knowing that you have to make them. So I would say that and just learning how to be a leader of people is also a challenge when you're leading people from afar. They're not in the building, so you're doing a lot of email communication, videos, Zooms. So, yeah, a lot of adjustments when it comes to face-to-face and people and learning that. This is definitely not what I signed up in January when I signed my contract to be the principal. Just learning like that.
Well, and there's a lot of shared policies and procedures between the two buildings that families will want to know about and visitors will want to know about. David, when we think just on the surface, what are just some of the key provisions that say whatever a typical day of school may look like that students will have to think about, staff will have to think about, and then visitors and parents will have to think about if they're coming on campus?
Yeah, so a couple of what I would call keys to our roadmap to return is we believe that bringing healthy people to school is a critical piece. So we're asking all of our staff and all of our families to do a health screening every morning. That health screening would be a temperature check, and whether they're displaying symptoms, whether they've been exposed, those types of questions. If they answer those questions in the affirmative, there's a matrix for them. We are asking families who are symptomatic or have temperature to be home for 72 hours fever or symptom free. The other piece of our plan is really doing everything we can to put physical distance between our students. So all of our classrooms are physically distanced. All students will be 6 feet apart from one another. And the only classroom we are unable to provide physical distance in at the grade school would be our art classroom. And then obviously, when we are unable to maintain 6 feet of physical distancing, we're asking students in grades 4 through 12 to wear a face covering.
And then, you know, similar, I'm sure, at the high school with the distancing in the classrooms and a little bit of different consideration there when oftentimes, especially in the high school level, you don't have the same group of students in each classroom time to time. What are some of the things at the high school that might be just a little bit different or other things that David may not have mentioned in his initial comment there?
Yeah, and again, like David mentioned, our key component is, you know, we're doing the three W's, right? So wash your hands. So we're trying to practice good hand hygiene. We're asking them to watch their distance, so maintain 6 feet. And when they can't maintain 6 feet of physical distance, we're asking them to wear a mask. And so when you think about that, when can a student maintain 6 feet? And that's going to be before school, after school, during their passing periods, before they eat lunch and after they eat lunch. And so really, for the most part, it's when they can't keep that. And that's going to be during the passing periods. But when they can sit in a desk, you know, we've split classes up to make sure that our classrooms all are physically distanced. And in the classrooms that we couldn't, we transformed our library into a larger classroom to make sure that our library now can fit about a class of 35. So if teachers want to bring a larger class down to the library, they can do that. And even in our chapel, because we have assemblies twice a week to do chapels, so we're asking students to mask up when they get into chapels, or we're going to have one class at a time in there while streaming it into classrooms physically distanced. So eating lunch in classrooms versus in the lunchroom altogether will be a different change, but allowing students to sometimes eat outside when it's a nice day outside. But again, maintaining the physical distance is going to be huge for us because we know high schoolers are social creatures, and so are we as adults. And so even teaching adults and students how to try to be a healthy distance away, because we are a community and we like to preach community, but it's going to be hard when you have to be separated a little bit.
Once again, that was Pella Christian High School Principal Greg Wachinski and Grade School Head of School David DeGrotenheis. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIACableS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.